Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Russ Koppel is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Russ is a new friend. He's co-founder and CEO of Level Funded Health Group, and he's an expert in the healthcare industry, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things that you may not know that you may have to comply with Obamacare coming up real soon. Russ, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So when Obamacare was first enacted and when it went into force, and well, it was first attempted to go into force, it's kind of been hard to keep up with it, hasn't it, Russ, because we've had so many starts based on the law. And then they changed the law, and then certain people had to comply, and then all of a sudden we don't have to comply. They put it off a year. I mean, this thing has been so mixed up and chopped up and moved around. It's hard to keep up. It's hard for a small business owner to really keep up with who the players are, what's our obligation, what are we supposed to do, and what are we supposed to do next?
Yeah, it's really a complex web, that's for sure, which I would say would be an understatement on my part.
It started out complex and got worse, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think the government and big business in this instance has effectively made a mountain out of a molehill with the health insurance industry, unfortunately. And what was once confusing by design is 10x more confusing now, unfortunately.
Right.
So. You know, from the cost spiking to regulation to the extra man hours required to file with the IRS to prove everyone has some sort of minimum essential coverage. I mean, all the way around, it's extremely complex and confusing for, I'd say, 99.9% of small business owners in the U.S.
And that doesn't even cover the fact that it's not better coverage. It's not a better deal for people.
No.
It's more expensive, poorer coverage deal than what we had before.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And one of the big reasons why the costs are going up so much, because the health insurance carriers, prior to the ACA, prior to Obamacare, they used to be able to price their methodology of their premium according to a different methodology where they could look at certain types of risk and price accordingly. When the ACA came down on small businesses, particularly those with fewer than 50 employees, they told the health insurance carriers, the federal government, that you can no longer look at medical data when you price a health insurance premium for a small group, and you can only look at age, zip code, and tobacco usage. And on top of that, they're looking at hundreds of other little businesses in a particular community, and they're calling it adjusted community rated premium. So there's a lot of good risk and a lot of bad risk,
and that means that, and that's a prescription for premiums going up unreasonably, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't like to get political, and I'm not going to get political, but you know, one would think it's more of a socialistic form of a principle of healthcare, and that's really what it is. Is unfortunately, the healthier population are paying significantly more money to cover the unhealthy populations, and morally it makes sense to cover pre-existing conditions, but when from a business standpoint, people don't understand that insurance is just legalized gambling.
That's right.
And, you know, it's so, you know, these carriers don't know where the next big claim's coming from.
Well, and you mentioned the healthy and the young, really, too. Aren't we finding now that the young folks are not signing up? The healthy young people are not signing up, which is imperative for this thing to fund itself. Is you've got to have young healthy people becoming part of the pool, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, both in the small group pool and in the individual
But they're not
pool.
Showing up, are they?
No, they're not showing up. There's another issue going on in the individual pool, and we only deal with commercial customers, small business customers nationwide. But that said, I do know that in the individual consumer health insurance pool, the healthy people are opting to just pay the fine to the IRS because it's far cheaper than buying an actual health insurance policy.
Right.
So there's just a lot of fundamental issues that, once again, when the government gets too ingrained into a private sector, usually bad things happen. And
that's exactly what's happened here. And so now part of the issue with Obamacare is that it's split between a certain number of employees, right? 50 or more employees have certain rules. 49 or less have different rules, don't they, for small business?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, absolutely. So starting in 2016, if you have 50 or more full-time employees, you must offer a group health plan to your employees. If you have fewer than 50 full-time employees, full-time being defined by the IRS as 30 hours a week of work, fewer than 50, one does not have to offer. But that said, I will say the majority of businesses 10-plus do tend to offer it regardless because it certainly helps them with human capital.
To be competitive, right, exactly.
Exactly. But with the rates skyrocketing, puts them between a rock and a hard place, that's for sure, both on the individual pool and in the group pool. And we actually, at Level Funded Health, have solutions that are alternatives to the ACA that are governed by our
But have you seen small businesses with less than 50 employees have to drop their coverage because of the higher cost of ACA?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say 10 to 20% of the people we talk to have either dropped or are strongly considering dropping because the rates just continue to spike significantly, far outpacing inflation year over year. The challenge is, if you're an employer, it's the number one most sought-after employee benefit by any individual employee.
Right.
At the same time, it's the second biggest line item expense in any business, regardless of the size, 9 out of 10 times. So they're really backed into a corner on this one. And that's where we come in. There's a lot of new alternative strategies that were previously only been available to big companies that are now available to smaller businesses. There are alternatives out there, but unfortunately, most small businesses don't know.
Do you operate in all 50 states?
We're in about 45 states.
45?
Give
us your website, please.
It's levelfunded.com.
Levelfunded.com. Russ Karpel, and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to ask him about the new compliance that I think all small businesses are going to have to do some compliance under ACA starting next year. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.